For pets who like to nibble on houseplants, the holidays can be especially dangerous. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 28th, the 332nd day of the year. Bandleader Paul Schaefer shares a birthday with comedian Jon Stewart. There's a commonly repeated myth that poinsettia plants are toxic to dogs and cats. Our fact checker says that is mostly false. Poinsettias may cause a mild rash or upset tummy if ingested, but they're otherwise harmless. Some holiday plants, though, are more dangerous. Mistletoe can cause severe intestinal distress, so keep it well out of reach of animals. Lilies can be quite toxic also, especially for cats. Holly, amaryllis, or daffodils can also cause a number of symptoms in pets. If pets experience tummy troubles or a loss of energy or appetite this holiday season, make sure they're not nibbling on your seasonal plants. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.